This is 24 Years on the Bright Side, a series of stories from my life where things don't always go according to plan. I'm Alison Blaze here on burst.co.uk. Does that sound cool?
Sounds great.
Amazing. I'd like to take you to a year where I have a few more memories. It's from year 5. My parents were always fond of taking a ski holiday together, as it was something they both enjoyed. And it was only a matter of time before they would drag me along. I was a stubborn child and refused to take the ski lessons with the other kids. Let's just say I probably thought I was better than the other children. Instead, I went on a green slope, which is the easy one, with my mom. Before we started up the hill, my parents were most worried about me being able to get on and off the ski lift. At the time, I wasn't really sure why, because the ski lift was so fun. It was like a ride. I just wanted to stay on it and keep going up and down. It's really fun. As soon as we got off the ski lift, we started down the hill, and it was really icy that day, which at the time, because it was my first ski trip, I had no idea that was out of the ordinary. So for me, it was really difficult because I was this tiny 5-year-old who had never been skiing and refused to take the lessons, trying to slow down on the ice and make turns. And it proved to be really difficult, and I kept falling down. As any stubborn 5-year-old would do, I took my skis off, sat down, and refused to move. So my mom came up and tried to console me because she knew we had to ski down the mountain. This is exactly what happened in that moment. I looked at her and I said, "You're my mother, you're supposed to be taking care of me, but you're not doing a very good job." I'm not kidding, I really said that, at 5. So my mom realized she had no choice. She went over to the ski patrol cabin that was just a little walk away. And of course, I was like walking awkwardly because I still refused to put my skis on, and I just had these ski boots, which are really clunky and they're not really made for walking. I'm just like awkwardly waddling over to the ski patrol with her. So she tried to explain to the ski patrol people that I wasn't going to ski down and I needed a ride to the bottom of the mountain. At the time, the ski patrol guys were looking at her like she was nuts, because a stubborn 5-year-old is a parent's problem, not an emergency. And my mom just pleaded with them because she knew how stubborn I was, and she knew there was no hope of getting me down the mountain unless they helped. They were hesitant to help, but eventually they agreed because the slopes would be closing soon. For that reason, they told her to ski down, and as soon as the slopes were cleared of all the injured people, they would bring me down. I wasn't there, so I don't know, but I can only imagine the look on my dad's face when my mom showed up without me at the age of 5 and left me with strangers, and she had no idea when I would be down the mountain. I know for a fact my dad wasn't happy because he's repeated that to me now, but still, it would have been interesting to see the look on his face at the time. Instead, I waited inside a warm cabin until a nice ski patrol guy helped me on the back of a snowmobile. I don't know if any of you have ever been on a snowmobile, but it's awesome. And my 5-year-old self thought it was awesome too. So I got to the bottom of the slope and was reunited with my parents. And with a grin on my face, I kept telling them how we should all go on snowmobiles. I said I would never ski again, but I would definitely ride snowmobiles. I eventually did take ski lessons and learned how to ski properly, and now I really enjoy doing it. But it'll never be as fun as getting a lift from a nice but slightly annoyed ski patrol guy on the back of his snowmobile. Find out how my first musical went next time on Brightside. 24 Years on the Bright Side was recorded as live in front of an audience. It was produced with the help of Kieran Thompson and me, Alison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell. This has been a burst.co.uk production.